The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Opening on December 3rd at the Ice House Gallery, a photography exhibit from the Prince Rupert Ukrainian Society demonstrates the beauty of pre-invasion Ukraine. Kate Mirau-Beer, president of the society, explained that they originally started out as a Ukrainian club in the 1990s, though after helping members of her family come from Ukraine to Canada prior to the invasion, the decision was made to establish the society.
So, and just seeing the process from the visa applications all up until they arrived in Prince Rupert, up until this point, we did see that there was a lot of gaps that still needed to be sorted out, right? One of the gaps that we did find was the language barrier, and we didn't realize up until, you know, the last couple months how big of a barrier that was. So we chose to get the society up and running again. So we went through the processes getting this up and going again.
Mirau-Beer says that roughly 40 families have arrived in Rupert and explains why she thinks there seems to be an influx of Ukrainians moving to the north.
There are more coming. I know that in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland, it's a bit trickier for people because the cost of living is a little bit more expensive down there. So we're starting to see more of an influx into the northern region.
So Mirau-Beer explained how the idea for the photography exhibit dubbed In Ukraine came to be and why she felt it was important to showcase Ukrainian culture now.
So one of the families that's here, it was the photographer is actually in Ukraine currently who took the photograph. So she had connected me with the photographer Sergei, who's in Western Ukraine. Just looking at his photographs, and I can't express which ones are going to be in there, but it basically showcases the beauty of Ukraine before the Russian invasion, because a lot of the time on the news and that we're seeing, you know, a lot of the aftermath of the bombings and things like that. So what we're trying to do is actually showcase that beauty, peace, and tranquility is, you know, you'd be able to see the richness in the culture and traditions and how amazing the landscapes are and the beauty of the people that live there, right? So that's a big part of it. So he was generous to be able to send us some 13 of his photographs.
Along with the photographs, traditional Ukrainian Easter eggs and calendars will also be for sale throughout the month of December. Though at the opening of the exhibit, Mirau-Beer described some of the traditional items that will also be on display.
During the opening of the exhibit, some of our members are actually, we're going to be displaying a lot of old traditional pieces, such as embroidery. I think we have one member that is going to be bringing down some of the old Matryoshka dolls. So we will have those pieces on display, not for sale, but on display.
Mirau-Beer explained what the society hopes to do for Ukrainian families in the future who have recently arrived in Prince Rupert.
A lot of the families that have come to Canada, you know, they had to leave Ukraine on a moment's notice. A lot of them weren't able to bring, you know, certain important cultural pieces that are actually very important, such as the Vyshevenka, which is the embroidered shirt. So we're going to be looking at purchasing Vyshevenkas for the families that weren't able to bring theirs. Culture itself, you know, and traditions are important, right? They're part of our identity or sense of belonging. You know, it helps to bring families together and build that connection piece, right?
The free exhibit opens on December 3rd at 12 p.m. and will run through the entire month at the Ice House Gallery. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.